Today, it's official with the unanimous vote from the school board. It will save LAUSD $140 million. Steve Zimmer is a member of the Board of Education.
One wants to shortchange our students or shorten our school year. This was the best of all negative options in a state that has chosen not to prioritize public education for the last several years.
UTLA, the teachers' union, agreed to the deal over the weekend. 80% of the union's teachers voted for the furloughs. Vice President Greg Stolkovitz says the deal is unfortunate, but the state's fiscal crisis called for it.
We felt that unfortunately it was the most fair way to do this, and it also drives home the message to the public that if they don't get involved in pressuring the state legislature, California is going to continue to sink lower and lower.
Stolkovitz says teachers already grappling with a struggling school district will now have to figure out how to teach the same material in less time.
Now, if the district was smart, they could help by rolling back some of their mandated assessments that take up valuable teaching time, and that's something that I'm going to encourage the district to do.
Margot Pensaval is a USC professor of clinical education and has a child of her own in an LAUSD school. She doesn't think the school year length is really a problem at LAUSD. She says the district needs to rethink its priorities and think of ways to engage students so time is used more effectively.
And the main priority is quality teaching. Whether it happens five less days a year, I don't think that's going to matter as much as, you know, carrying through some of the new ideas about pink-slipping people who aren't doing the job, having clear criteria about what it looks like to do the job, and putting kids as our first priority.
Even with the deal, the district still has a $500 million deficit. UTLA says it will continue to lobby Sacramento for more education dollars to prevent any further furloughs or layoffs. Paula Kosofsky, Annenberg Radio News.